think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lickman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
Okay, Joey pals, it's time to talk a little cyber talk, and we call this segment Cyber Chat. Don't you love that? And that means we say hello to Dennis Shelley. Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Joey pals. How are we doing today?
Oh, we're doing great. I have problems in between the monthly visits we have. I always have things that happen that I just don't understand. Thank God we have you. And I got up one morning and I saw where you were still, it was like 4 or 5 in the morning, and you were still on my computer checking everything. So we'll talk about that later on. You ready for some Joey Pal questions, Dennis?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. They're kind of themed this time. They all have to do with skimming. The first Joey Pal said, is it true there is more skimming of our devices at gas stations and grocery stores?
I was just about to say that. Last time you probably went to the pump, you take out your credit card, put it into the slot, and then start pumping gas.
Right.
Well, there's a problem with that. So what we've noticed lately is credit card fraud at the pump. And this is a big problem, especially when you get into the larger, if you're taking a road trip, for example, this summer, and out and about, well, there's a problem. So what we've noticed is there's something called the credit card skimmers at the gas pump and all, well, most typically at the gas pump, because they're not as monitored as much as, like, let's say, grocery store.
Oh.
Okay. But the other problem is ATM machines. So they can scam, and how they do it is they literally put a device over the top of the credit card reader. It's very hard to spot because they get very good at it. Mm-hmm. However, on every gas pump, typically you're going to see a safety or security seal. And then when you're at the actual putting your card in, it literally sits on top and it scans the card itself. And when you scan the card, even worse is if it's an ATM card and you put your card into the slot, sometimes there's a hidden camera.
Oh, no.
On the top, so that it'll actually record you putting in your PIN number.
Yes.
So it actually, not only is it skimming the card, but it's also capturing the PIN number that you're putting in to verify you.
Now, let me ask you a question, Dennis. So, two things. Number one, help me remember two things because I'm stressing over this. The first thing is it better to go into the gas station to pay?
That's my next step.
Okay.
My next suggestion.
And number two, so if I pay at the pump, standing by the pump, am I not able to see the camera or the device?
Okay, so a couple of tips.
Okay.
One, if you can go into the location to swipe your card, obviously there's somebody constantly in the store or inside the bank that's watching for those types of things. So that's number one.
Okay.
Number two, look for that safety seal that's on the actual pump itself.
What does that look like?
It'll be an actual seal that says safety seal or security seal. It's like a sticker. Just make sure it's not broken when you're at the pump.
And that's a good question to ask the gas station owner.
That's right. Is also making sure that they have cameras watching the pumps so that somebody can't put on one of these devices onto the PIN pad itself. So those are a couple of things. If you can go inside, go inside. If you're at the bank, don't use the walk-up or drive-up ATM. Go inside the bank to withdraw money or make a deposit. Okay, especially ATMs because you put your PIN number in. The PIN number is a verification step, just like a thumbprint or an eye scan. Your PIN number is just another authentication factor. And the bank recognizes that as like a person putting in their own information as a PIN number.
Wow.
Now, banks are starting to get smart. They're getting better. They're making sure that you authenticate using a cell number and you'll get a two-factor authentication. The two-factor authentication, what that means is it's a second step to verify who you are. A lot of times that'll be a text message with a code or a text saying, hey, I'm actually allowing this to occur. And that's called two-factor authentication.
Oh, I'm glad you told me that because listen to this, Dennis. I went through the drive-up teller and there was no money in it. So then I pulled over to the walk-up ATM machine, and I had to put in my PIN number. So I'm going to start to go inside the bank.
If possible. I know it's inconvenient to get out of the car, especially when it's, you know, over 110.
Yes.
But, you know, that is the best way to protect yourself.
And I've noticed when I've done some banking things or some of my secure websites, they say we are texting you a 6-digit code to your phone. And I was complaining because I thought, here's that extra step. I've already identified myself.
Right.
But you're saying that's for my own protection.
That's right. And that's it does keep you secure. It does help.
A two-factor authentication.
Yeah, two-factor authentication.
So don't complain.
And you're going to start to see that a lot. No, don't complain. I know it's an extra step, but honestly, if you have money in the bank, you do want to protect those funds, especially when you're, you know, making a stop for gas.
Yes.
And or at the ATM picking up some extra cash.
Joey,
so those are just things that you want to be careful.
This is great information. Dennis actually covered two of your questions. Are there skimming devices that are worse at the gas station and the grocery store? And somebody asked, and you've already gone over this, but we'll revisit it. How do you spot a card skimmer? Now, see, I didn't know there was any way, but you said to look, first of all, help me remember, for a sticker on the gas pump.
That's right. The safety seal is what we call
safety
those.
Seal. And then you said,
security seal.
Look for a little camera above the gas pump that's taking a picture of you putting in your security code, your passcode. And then what was the third one?
Something. Two-factor authentication.
Yes. Oh, my
God. So it'll ask you to make sure that it is you on your phone.
Yes.
Usually it's on your phone.
Now, how about grocery stores?
Well, inside of grocery stores are a lot harder for scammers to actually put in skimmers.
Okay.
Because obviously you're at the, you know, in front of somebody when you're scanning your card. So that's going to be a lot, you know, more secure or anytime indoors when you're using your credit card, because somebody's typically in the store watching those devices. But when you're out there at the ATM or you're driving up, those are less secure because they're outdoors.
How about these new cards that you don't have to insert or slide? You just hold them up?
That's correct. So those use RF technology. The card actually has a chip that responds to an electronic scanner. So that's kind of where, for example, if you're in a large crowd, right? Let's say you go to a ball game.
Right.
Okay. And you go through a line of people to get inside. Well, all a criminal has to do is have in his pocket a scanner, and it'll sit there and just scan those types of electronic cards. Okay. So in most people keep their stuff in a purse or in a wallet.
And I've got one of those that's lined with lead or something to put my ATM.
Well, okay, so there are card holders that block those RF scanners, so that if a criminal has a scanner, he can't pick up the card information by walking by.
What's RF stand for?
Radio frequency.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And they're short wave. They're like within less than 10 feet.
So these new cards that you don't slide are actually safer, Dennis?
No, they can be scanned by anybody.
Just
so any scanner that can pick up those types of cards, all they have to do is have that scanner in their pocket. That's why you want to use a blocker.
I do.
Or a wallet that blocks that RF signal. There are a lot of times that are card holders, and you can put those in your purse. You can use it as a wallet.
Yes.
And it keeps it from being scanned.
I learned that the hard way.
Well, yeah, a lot of people learn the hard way. I had a client that lost $15,000 out of their account, and they're still fighting with the bank trying to get the money back. So it is a pain.
It took me 5 months. The Palm Springs Police Department, and mine was $5,700, which is a lot of money for me.
Oh, yeah.
But I got it back.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, it's I've had it happen to multiple clients.
Oh. So this isn't going to get better, Dennis?
No. And the reason it's not going to get better is what we have now is on the verge of artificial intelligence, which just, they set it, forget it, and it does the damage without human interface.
Hey, Joey Pals. So, we're listening to Dennis Shelley. Would you believe our time is almost up? Let me tell you this. I know, but that's such good information. Eggheadit.com, 205-0105. Have him take over up to 3 devices, $50 a month, and he'll protect you better than all those ads you see on television. Give us your parting thoughts in our last minute.
So we've got just those things that you want to watch out for. We've got some new, the new Macintosh or Apple operating system. It's actually called Monterey. That's coming out. We also have Windows 11, not 10, 11 is coming out. It's actually out already for preview, but you need to make sure that you actually take a look at it.
Do I have to take it?
It will roll out. Windows 11 will roll out slower. But Mac, Monterey operating system, you're going to start to see from Apple kind of a notification that there's a new operating system out. So get ready for that.
Okay.
And those are the biggest updates so far as for Apple. Yeah, it's Apple Apple and Windows. So
Joey Pals, call and leave a message for Dennis. Ask those questions. 205 0105. And the smartest thing you can do is have him take care of your three devices, your pad, your computer, your phone, whatever three you want for $50 a month. Think of the money it can save you, what we're talking about. Thanks so much, Dennis. Great, great, great information.
Yeah. Well, thanks very much. And you guys enjoy.
Have a safe, smart day, right?
Yeah.
Okay, dear. Thank you. Bye-bye.